This is Jonathan Strickland from Tech Stuff.
We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another Monday Mini, where I take over and talk about cozy gaming.
Yes.
Y'all, it's still around. People still love it. We need to bring some experts on here. Actually, the creator of a cozy game has been doing a campaign because her game, I think, was being released at the same time a huge studio was releasing their stuff. So it kind of like out-coveraged her stuff to the point that she's really upset about it. But she's got 1.1 million views. And the game is named Potions, A Curious Tale, which I am interested in looking at getting. And it's an indie game. I want to download it and I want to get it. She's talking about how EA has been releasing a lot of games at the same time that she had planned. And she's been talking about it for a minute. Like, I've seen this game. I've seen her do really cute ads, TikTok videos to try to advertise it. She's done live action interpretations of what the game looks like. So it's like a witchy game to do potions. And I do want to try it. So I just want to shout that game out there. I don't know much about the developer. I don't know what about her. I think her name is Renee. And I don't know everything and the details behind it. I don't know about much about the game. I do, like I said, I want to look for it. It's available now, so I will be looking for it. But you know, it does make me sad when I see someone who's worked so hard at content like this and gaming like this, especially for an industry that is not welcoming to women or marginalized people. So, you know, I'm going to look into it a little more, but just that, put that as a sideline as a beginner. Because I feel like I need to remind myself of going into these games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. But today I'm pretty much just talking about cozy games, not necessarily phone games, because, you know, I'm obsessed with phone games and I play that a lot. But I've picked back up the Switch. Y'all, I'm not going to lie, my island from Animal Crossing looks really bad.
Flowers everywhere.
Weeds. All the weeds everywhere. I here's the thing, and I've confessed to this before. I've figured out two things about my dislikes in video gaming and gaming in general. You know, if it's too complicated and I have to compete and have to kill things, I'm not good at it. So I don't like that. If you don't give me objectives, I'm not good about creating. I am not a very creative person. Like, there are things that I'm like, yes, this is what I want to do. When it comes to speaking and writing, that makes sense to me. When it comes to actual, like, art, visual arts, I am not good. I really wish I was. I like some of the pictures that I drew as a kid probably make me look like a manic serial killer. But it's okay because I'm not. Just say that's how bad they are or how eccentric they may seem to be. All of that to say, so now that I finish all the objectives with Animal Crossing, you know, they tell you to do this, they tell you to fill the museums. So I've gotten all the bones. All the bones are there. I'm done with that. I haven't gotten all the bugs and I haven't gotten all of the creatures, sea creatures, because, you know, they're seasonal. And so since I'm not on it every day, like for a minute that I was, I can't get to them. Like, we're back to the season I originally started with, which I've gotten all of those things. So now I could do the time jumping, which is a lot, or I just have to wait. So like with that, and then you're supposed to build the island and make it look pretty. I don't know how to do that. My friend, shout out to Matt, he has the best island I have ever seen. Like, it is so, I did bust up his rocks and he got mad at me, as he should be, because I didn't know how to get the material out without busting it, because I didn't realize when you eat the fruit, it makes you super strong. I figured it out now. But like, one of the best islands I've seen. And then when you can go to sleep and go visit other islands, they put my island to shame. It's so bare. But I don't want it to be too built up. I want it to be a retreative, like, island. But yeah. So my Animal Crossing is not great, Danny.
You should see my island now.
I need to come visit. Did you build it up? Is it built up?
It's built up. I got the 5 stars. I got the flowers. Yeah.
You've got 5 stars? You want to come build my island?
It's a Star Wars-based island. No surprise. The only thing I have before I complete, I just have three art pieces left. I've done everything else.
You've done, I haven't gotten the art pieces either. Now that you say
art pieces take forever.
Yeah, because you have to go buy the, and then you have to, like, I do the cheating and try to make sure they're real. So I go through the phone to find which ones, because I've been duped.
You've been duped?
I've been duped twice.
Why?
It's not nice.
Terrible.
How dare you, you little fox.
I don't
fox.
Know if I ever told you this, but I never have had the heart to kick someone off my island. One of your people that you kicked off your island came to me.
Well, how did you find that out?
Because it said they came from Samantha's island. So she lives there now.
I didn't kick them off. I think it's like they were asking, I just want to try. I just wanted the grand adventure. And I didn't know what that meant. I was like, yeah, go for it. Because that's the way you respond. And like, right. it's an encouraging thing. And I didn't realize what it would do. And she left. I was like, well, damn. I did kick off a wolf because he was mean to me. He was mean to me. He kept like just criticizing me. I was like, damn. What is wrong with you? I will not have that on my island. Bad energy goes.
You've got some standards.
You can't be mean to me on my own island. How dare you? So I think I kicked out 2 people. And well, like one was on purpose, one was on like, oh, I didn't know what this does type of moment.
Well,
so
it sounds like the one you didn't know what it does.
Is it the dog?
She lives with me. No, it's a... What would that be? A sheep of some kind.
Really? I'm trying to remember.
Maybe you've kicked out more people than you know.
I didn't realize.
Well, that's what it said when she showed up. It was like, she's from some.
Wow, they're telling on me. I didn't know that was a thing. Now that is like a whole shame factor. Okay.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, well, so that is my Animal Crossing update, because I'm really bad about trying to build up the land and island and creating things in pathways. Like, I have random things just hanging about. There's a locker in the middle of nowhere because they just give me things. I just want to get rid of it. There's a table with a book on it. Like, I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Just why? So we have that on my island.
It's funny because when I visited your island, I was like, I'll never be. I still, the memory I have of your island is better than my island.
No,
so
that's not true. I don't know why you think that. It is sparse and a little bit sad. But I like it that way. That's how I did it.
Well, I liked it too.
Maybe I'll be motivated one day, but like, it's just, I'm bad. Like, there's a game that I played on my phone that you also build your island in that. And it's just crowded and it makes no sense. But I have to have all the stuff on there so I can get points. It makes no sense. But it's okay. But here are some of the favorites that I have been playing recently. And one of them is called Lemon Cakes by Cozy Bee Games. Super cute. Super cute. So this is the description that they have about their game. It says, while the bakery might initially be broken, and it is broken, overgrown, and even haunted, don't worry, you'll be able to repair, furnish, and decorate every room in the bakery, gather honey from your beehive, raise a cow to collect fresh milk, and adopt a few chickens to add eggs to your recipes. You'll also be able to grow trees and plants to harvest a variety of fruits, mix ingredients together to prepare all kinds of recipes, including baked pastries, candies, and frozen desserts. Be sure to serve your customers quickly and keep your window displays well-stocked so you don't miss out on any order. Serve coffee to impatient customers to keep them around the bakery a bit longer, and build an adorable cat cafe to make everyone's day brighter. So I have been playing this game essentially every day. It's like you quickly wake up, you quickly bake things, put things in display, and try to keep up. And it's pretty hard. I definitely had my thumbs sore trying to keep up with all these. But there's really cute cats that you can pet. I do have some plants in a very broken greenhouse, but it's working. You have to, like, you don't get a lot of money, or maybe I don't get a lot of money because I'm not good at it. Because it's about based on the sales of the day. So I don't, like, I've gotten four, like, I've just gotten four recipes that are pretty well done, two ovens that work, and then, like, two ghosts that come to see me. One ghost is the former owner, Bon Bon, I believe, and one ghost is an inspector, and health inspector, and he often tells me to catch bugs, and I have to catch bugs, and I'm not really good at that either because my aim is off. Apparently, like, what I think I'm supposed to be aiming, I'm not supposed to. It's kind of hard, but it's really cute. It's really bright game. It has a daily objective for me to, like, give out. So it's kind of like, it could be monotonous, except you do get to buy cows to do, like, the milking and such. And then you have the fruits to add, and then having the customers come through. It's quite cute. And the thing is, just mindless enough with just enough activity that it's fun to play. So it's not as it's overcooked without partners and as much stress.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've ever played Overcooked with my partner, thank goodness he knows. He's trying to make me like games, so he would never be mean to me. But because I'm like, I'm done. I'm over this. I'm over
Once
it.
When I was hanging out with you both, it came up that you might play it, and I was like, wow. Because that's a game that can get real intense.
I got so mad about the other game. What was it? The robots one? Florence?
Oh, Portal. Yes.
I hate that
Florence.
Game. What is the name of that robot that's mean to me? Why are these games mean to me, Annie?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. You know, I think you need a villain or someone to
be a
against.
Villain to someone else, not me. But yeah, so that's one game that I'm playing. Portal is not that game. I will never play Portal again. I'm still angry about
so
it.
Fun.
I hate it. Hate it with a passion. Geez. You know what I've discovered between this game and A Short Hike, which has been recommended to me, and I did play on the Steam Deck. It's games where I can fall off that I really hate. Because I'm really bad at it. So for the beginning of The Short Hike, it was fine. Find these things. You have to jump here. Get that. I'm like, I'm pretty bad about figuring out how to jump because I don't understand the dual usage, the multi usage of all the buttons. And I'm like, why am I doing all these things? That if there's a chance that I can fall off of a thing, I'm going to fall off of that thing. And it's going to take me forever to get to that objective, to not fall off that thing. And I'll figure it out. I don't like that because it makes me very angry and impatient. Mm-hmm. And so I fall off of it more, which we've seen in our Mario party. That game. Well, yes, Mario Kart 2, Annie.
Sorry.
But also Mario Party. Well, you know where that one objective you have to go across the way to get to...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Every time. Yeah. I fall
off.
That was
tough.
And I hate it so much. And like my partner and you, because you're used to like just being able to go fast, go. And I'm like inching, like not even inching, like just tiny steps at a time to try not to fall off. And I still fall off.
Yeah. I have another friend who's made this exact same complaint about jumping and the falling off. So you're not alone. You're not alone.
I'm not good at it.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
But But another game that I do like that I don't fall off, thank you, is Cozy Grove by Spry Fox, which I feel like I may have talked about before. It's actually one of my favorite games. I did start playing it at the same time that I played started Animal Crossing. So it's similar in that level of, like, you have to get the fish, you can get the collection is different. So there's no museum. And this is how they describe the game, Spry Fox. It says, "Welcome to Cozy Grove, a life sim game about camping on a haunted, ever-changing island. As a spirit scout, you'll wander the island's forest each day, finding new hidden secrets and helping soothe the local ghosts. With a little time and a lot of crafting, you'll bring color and joy back to Cozy Grove." So the ghosts are all bears, but they're like themed bears. So like they'll dress up as other things. So I think one looks like a pelican, but it's still a bear. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So one looks like a daisy, but it's still a bear. But mm-hmm. You know, I was trying to recommend Cozy Games to my partner's coworker for their kids. And this game came up in my head because it's super cute. Like the whole scenery is really cute. The music's fun. I felt they have like objectives per game, and you have to get like the spirit logs to give to your campfire, and it tells you like where to go essentially. But the stories about these bears that died, they're intense. Like one of the stories had talked about how he was being blamed for his family's death, and like that's always haunted him. And I was like, what the hell? So wow. I took a moment and was like, do I recommend that to kids? I know some games are just for adults. Is this game for adults only? Like it doesn't, the coloring, the animation wouldn't imply that to me. But mm-hmm. at the same time, these storylines of some of these bears are really intense and sad.
Oh, I won't go into my whole tangent about this, but I feel like a lot of stuff we enjoy as kids does involve death.
Yeah.
And when you look back at it as an adult, you're like, whoa. But when you're a kid, you're just sort of like,
obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can skip over these stories. But as I was like reading some of them, I'm like, dang, when Bear got killed for his treasure. And I was like, that seems really intense. But I guess you're right. Like a lot of our animated films are like, I'm still traumatized by Land Before Time and I still will not watch that. Or Bambi. How dare you?
Yeah. I'm also interested that you've, two of the games you've listed
ghosts.
Have ghosts, are haunted.
I don't know if that's a theme with Cozy Games.
Uh-huh.
I don't, because I feel like there's a lot of games that are like haunted or this thing or like dark pasts that you need to unravel.
Huh. I guess you would have more knowledge than
like,
me.
Like a lot of them seem like that.
Interesting.
Or, you know, trying to find people, find things,
yeah.
Uncover mysteries.
Yeah. We should come back and talk about this later then, because now you've got me really interested, because a lot of the ones you've suggested to me, now that I think about it, do have pretty like adult mystery murder vibes.
You've like put like asterisks of like, this might be, we need to come back
yeah.
to it. Okay. But another game, which is kind of that same level, and we've already played the first one, which is the Coffee Talk episode 1. I have gotten into Coffee Talk episode 2, just started. So it's called Coffee Talk episode 2, Hibiscus and Butterfly. So I'm only in like chapter 1 or 2. Still great. The animation is wonderful. I just started the dialogue. So we had that big mystery unravel in the first one. I'm guessing there's something similar to that on this one. This time, the first was already kind of eerie. There was a thunderstorm happening. There's a dude who is an influencer that has an agent that's coming on. And then this siren, I think is what she is, comes in. And she is not a happy person. Thus far, like something has happened. I think there's a whole thing about like cyberbullying. I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay. They've introduced pea flowers or pea flower tea, and I've already messed up a drink. I was already told that I did not get the drink right. It was not good. And I was like, okay.
So for listeners who don't know, we have talked about this in previous episodes, but essentially Coffee Talk is like, you're making drinks while people tell you, and there's like vampires and werewolves and
yes,
and you're just making drinks and you're trying to get the drinks right while they talk to you.
Right.
So, Huh.
Right.
I messed up a drink.
So I feel like I'm going to need to go back. But also, it's supposed to like cover present day Seattle. It's around my birthday, mm-hmm. actually. And I think the last one was around my birthday, too. And like 2023. And then it's a very like obvious take on like racism and prejudice in general. Except we have, yes, different species. So we have, like, again, last time we had vampires, we had werewolves, we had aliens. One real alien dude, like, who was trying to pretend to be human so he mm-hmm. could mate. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Y'all need to go back on our last episode because this does not make sense outside of. But yeah, so I've started that. And it's definitely, like, has, like, 80s, 90s vibe of animation. And the way it speaks to you, it's like typed out and such. It's really fun. It's very relaxing. To me, this is one of those games that I can sit in my bed getting ready to go to bed and play and not be over the top about it. But like, it has definitely come up as one of like my favorites. And I'm really glad they did have a second rendition. I'm hoping that it continues because when it ends, it's not one of those replayable games. I mean, it is because you can try to figure out the drinks, but you're not discovering anything new, essentially. But like, I think it's interesting that these games are developing and still coming out. But like I said, because Coffee Talk One was so successful, they came out with a second one. Again, I'm hoping that it'll continue on. And I'm still looking for other games to try. Again, I want to try that one we talked about at the beginning of the episode because we want to talk about indie creators. And I'm hoping that we find more indie creators, and especially those from the marginalized communities, being a part of this, and that they aren't going to be overshadowed by the big companies, although inevitably it does happen. But that maybe we can shine more light on that. So with that, as you can tell, now you kind of have a better feel, and I have a better feel of what I prefer in cozy games. Is there suggestions or people out there or games out there that I need to be finding and playing and loving and putting on my lists?
Yes. You know, listeners, we love those suggestions. I have a bunch of board games that I'm dying to play that I got based on listener suggestions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we really do take them into account. If you have suggestions for Samantha or me or both of us, please let us know. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a Tee Public store and we have a book where we do talk about video games. You can get it wherever you get your books. Thanks as always to our super producer Christina, our executive producer Maya, and our contributor Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.